welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. We are talking about gardening, and Francis just asked about basically sister planting or companion planting, okay? Like I said, I'm going to give you an example, Francis, okay? You can take peppers, like your bell peppers, bananas, jalapenos, Olympus, okay? Your friendlier plants to be planting with them, or your sister plants, okay, would be, and there are some herbs in this, okay, would be your basil, carrot, eggplant, onion, parsley, and tomatoes, okay? And what it is when you plant these items together, they will actually feed off of each other from underneath the ground. They give each other the nutrients that the other ones need.
Okay.
Okay. Just like a while back I mentioned that for years, as far as Native Americans go, we have been planting our corn with our green beans, you know, the ones that will grow up the stalk, and squash. When you plant them all together, they feed off of each other to help each other grow and produce.
Like it's a symbiotic relationship.
Right.
That would make sense. That would make sense.
Okay.
Well, one thing's for certain, you don't want to put two things together. They're going to be like, excuse me, you're in my territory.
Right. And your thing with your herbs is, yeah, they say don't plant certain herbs with certain ones because...
Yeah.
The reason when they say don't do that is because those herbs will actually make the other ones taste bitter.
Ah.
Right.
Okay? So you need to make sure that you don't... You know, the ones that you find either online or in a book, if it says don't plant them with that, then don't do that because, like I said, it will make them taste bitter.
Gotcha.
Well, there's one more thing I would like to mention here before we get. On my list of things to do today is to move the mint. I don't know what in the hell I was thinking when I put the mint in the herb bed last year. I must have been drunk or stupid or must have had a mini stroke. It was over on the edge, and now it is two-thirds of the way across, and it's getting ready to completely engulf the time of the basil, and it's just got to stop. So I got to dig all that nonsense out of there and take it out and stick it in the woods or somewhere, or, you know, whatever. So whatever you do, don't put the mint in there. Don't do that.
Agree.
Yeah, that's no
sense. Sounds like it's round time to me, Rick.
Look at the bright side. You can take the mint and make potpourri out of it.
You could, or mint juleps. Looks like I've got enough for about 5,000 mint juleps. So, you know, I'm getting ready for the grid down. By the way, speaking of grid down, I got to get me one of those carcass droppers for the zombie apocalypse because I can't keep picking up 200-pound people all day and throwing them in the ditch. So I don't know what they want for those things. I got to get one. It's a family show, you know. Okay, so back to...
With a very long rail.
Yeah, back to companion. Yeah, we better do companions.
Well, it's better to have a companion planting than one that's going to be hostile to each other.
Yeah, oh yeah, sure.
Right.
I don't know if you've heard...
Francis, I don't know if you've heard of it, but there's a book out. It's called The Secret Gardening. Secret Garden. And it gives you examples of certain plants and what is friendly to grow with them, what is they listed as an enemy to grow with them. It's helpful. It really is. If you don't have it at your fingertips or you don't have your phone outside where you can look it up online, you know. But like Tim and Rick and I have all been saying, it's always good to have it in print because, you know,
yes,
the Internet may not always be there. So
right. Download it and print it.
Exactly. If you have to, download it and print it while you've got the Internet. But if you don't have access to an Internet, it's a really good book to have on hand.
Indeed. Well, most of the information I have is in literature compared to being Internet, for that matter. As far as the cell phone goes, I generally, much as I don't like that thing, I want to hurl sometimes every time I see it, but... The only time I ever have it around is in the case of an emergency, and that's it.
Right.
Well, my blessing
that's just
for
a
you
safeguard.
Is I hope you live long enough to lose the Internet. That would be my wish for you.
Oh, you just made my day. Or, excuse me, you made my millennium.
I know. What do they call that? Peace on Earth? Yeah.
That you call tranquility.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
I was driving behind the guy the other... All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Y'all have a great weekend. Play hard and just remember to smile and breathe. Yeah, and don't forget the lime and the coconut with your Corona.
Well,
thanks,
call
Francis.
Me in the morning. Call me in the morning. Yeah. With the lime and the coconut, call me in the morning. Yeah, I'll be doing that. I was driving behind a guy yesterday. I had a bumper sticker, and I really appreciated it. It said, think of world peace. But it was WHIRLEDPEAS. Think of world peace. And I thought, well, yeah, that's great. Let's do that.
Okay.
All right.
Hopefully we help Francis. Okay, we have... Okay, guys, we have Tom in Utah on line 9.
Alrighty.
Good morning, Tom.
Hi, Tim. Hi, Rick. Hi, Lori.
Good morning.
How you doing today, buddy?
Well, my heart is heavy because I keep hearing on NPR and PBS the verbal vomit of the...
Maybe you shouldn't be looking there.
Well, I don't look. I can only hear.
You understand it for what it is.
You gotta stop that.
Anyway, I just wanted to pass the word to everybody here that we need to replace God with Dr. Fauci. God apparently has not picked up on the recommendations of the CDC and the World Health Organization.
Well, apparently not.
Because he wants you to gather together.
I read an interesting fact today, and I've got it written down here so I didn't get the number of zeros wrong. U.S. deaths in the from the coronavirus, or SARS-CoV-2, whatever you want to call it, is 0.00003%. Of the population.
I knew that guy.
In other words,
I knew that guy.
Yeah. So
one
I was just throwing that out there.
Oh, that's fine. Go ahead, Tom, please.
No, you said you knew that guy?
That guy, that 00003, I knew him, yeah.
Okay. I understand, Rick.
Okay,
that's
I'm kidding
funny.
Around again. You've got to... Okay, so moving on.
Well, I'm 80 years of age, I'm not actually 80, I'm a heartbeat away from it. And 40 years of my life I spend in pathology, particularly zoonotic pathology.
Right.
And I'm saddened that only one individual from RBN has even called me to kind of tap my brain or my experience, and that's Mike from Kentucky. I've asked people, if you want to know the truth about the COVID or the coronaviruses, talk to somebody who's had 40 years of experience with them. I will tell you that Dr. Fauci knows what he's talking about, but he's lying in every statement. And we've bought into it. See, I had my run-ins with him back in the early 90s when they were dealing with the disease of the homosexuals, HIV, and everything he did was to subvert anything that was practical to be published or exposed. But anyway, the American Independent Party's asked me to do a conference call on Sunday because they want to know the truth about these viruses or these alleged viruses or these pathogens. But I'm sad that nobody except for Mike has called me from RBN. I guess everybody in RBN knows everything, and the experience of a 80-year-old kook doesn't matter. What's really sad to me, though...
Your website again... because I've actually forgotten, and even though I've visited many times. Your phone number's on your websites, correct?
Yeah. The easy way to remember is go to Poisoning the Poor. Poisoning the Poor, that's an alias for the website, which is called GassingAmerica. They're both .com. But if anybody wants to join the Sunday call and listen to an old cuckoo man who's taught the film industry, go to that website and call me, and I will give you the information on how to get on that conference call. What really breaks my heart, yeah. we've destroyed a world. We've destroyed a nation. The light upon the hill, right? Right, Rick? This, America is the light upon the hill. And when you can destroy or crush the freedom and liberties that the America provides as a model for the world, you destroyed the world. And these creeps, that's what they're out. That's what their business is. Their God is not God. Their God is Lucifer, and Lucifer hates you. He hates life. And he wants to thin the population of the planet out so his greedy elite can live on the resources that are yours. By the way, one of my good friends was Russell Means, you know, from the Lakota. And he said, Tom...
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Yeah, in fact, when you open up Gassing America or Poisoning the Poor, you'll see me with Russell on the right side at the top. And he linked right away my efforts to protect his people, our relatives, Lori's relatives. So I'm honored in his website, Russell Means Freedom. But he said, Tom, there will come a time when you white people will all be on the reservation like we are. You'll be sequestered. You will not have freedom of movement. You'll have not freedom of production. You won't have land to produce with as we had in our history. But I will tell you what you and Rick are talking about here, and Lori, is critical to our survival. If you don't have the ability to garden, as it says, by the sweat of thy brow thou shalt earn thy bread. So what you're teaching people here in your program is critical to the survival. And this pleases the Creator. He said, I provided for you this garden. And of every tree that beareth fruit that hath seed therein, of these thou mayest freely partake. So the garden is where the answer is. And I will explain Sunday why, when we left the garden, we brought upon ourselves disease, including the alleged COVID. And the only way to avoid the COVID is to avoid that area of the industry that we should never be part of. Now, you may not know what I'm talking about, but the answer is in the garden, and only the garden.
Why?
Because here's a little bit of information. The ultraviolet light, the light of the sun, is a blessing in the garden. Of course, you want to put out some mesh periodically to shade some things, but that light sterilizes everything in the garden. The oxygen in the garden sterilizes everything in the garden. The cosmic particles coming out of the core of the sun and out of the core of the earth and out of the core of the stars, that sterilizes the garden. So as long as you're in the garden and only putting those things from the garden into you, you will never suffer a disease pathogen. And I learned that, you know, 60 years ago, but I ignored that knowledge. And I ended up on the steel table myself in 1991 when I laid there between God and Earth. I made a covenant that I would finally recognize and respect my own science. I'm going to make one statement. The microscope never lies. I love the microscope. But the person looking into it and talking to you, he's the liar. And he will deceive you for want of profit. And he wants to get rid of you. See, if I can keep you ignorant or brainwashed, I can keep you dependent. I can also make you disposable. And right now, that is their intent.
What does it say in the Bible, Tom? My people will die from lack of knowledge. Isn't that what it says?
My children perish for lack of knowledge. Exactly.
Thank you. Yeah.
The answer is in the Bible. The answers are right there in our face, but we skip over it. We get the corrupted version from the minister who has a profit motive for ourselves. We miss the messages of Isaiah. We miss the messages of all the minor prophets. We miss the message of Christ, Paul, Peter, John. We have to go back and look what they're saying. We have to actually look at it as an investigator. Paul says, touch not, taste not, handle not, lest in the using we all perish. And then he says also, my heart breaketh, right? There are those who walk among us whose end is destruction. Their God is their belly, and their glory is in their shame. You know, the message is there. And I'm so happy to hear you guys refer to that. You see, I made my life choices not because of the gospel. I made it because of my science. But then when I made that choice in my science, I said, I've got to find out if I'm a pleasing God. So I went through the scriptures like a madman, and I found out science matches God.
Oh, always. Yeah, we have where my wife teaches, they have a course taught by a brilliant young lady who's one of my wife's oldest friends. But what they're doing is the idea of the course is to show how science is God and how these two things do not diverge in any way. It's a fascinating school she teaches at. But, you know, I would say that, you know, here on the show, we try not to be redundant because we don't want to bore anybody. We don't want them, you know, saying, I've heard this before, I'm hanging up. We don't want that. But at the same time, I have seen how many times people, they just ignore everything I say. I say, go get some toilet paper. No, I'm not going to do that. Grab some silver. No, I'm not going to do that. Learn to garden. Maybe tomorrow. And this is the way it goes. And there are some days I just want to throw up my hands and walk off. But at the same time, I don't know if I dare. I don't know if that's a good idea.
Well, I kind of like Jack Nicholson's famous statement. Remember Jack Nicholson, the actor? And he was talking to Tom Cruise and a few good men. You want the truth? You want the truth? You can't handle the truth. The problem is we don't like the truth because it puts responsibility on us. Remember the words of God, by the sweat of thy brow thou shalt earn thy bread. So who's supposed to feed Rick? Who's supposed to feed Lori? Who's supposed to feed Tim? Who's supposed to feed me? It's ourselves. By the sweat of our own brow, not the neighbor's brow, not the corporation's brow, but by our own. By sticking a seed in the ground and nurturing that seed.
Right.
And then we're worthy of the fruit.
And it's good for you. It's good for your soul.
And by the way, you have your friends in the garden. If you want to keep the bugs out of your garden, run your chickens through that garden. But when they start to peck at the tomatoes, take them out. They're like, kids, you got to control them.
Right.
But let them go for the insects instead of you putting on the malathion, the diazinon, the 2,4-D, the glycosate.
Ouch.
We've been such idiots. We've poisoned the planet that God gave us instead of doing it the way he...
Tom, we got a break, and we got callers stacking up. Thank you very much for your call. Please call back again next week, buddy. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back in 3 minutes. 1-800-313-9443.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five. As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight.
Silver in my tambourine. Help a poor man build a pretty dream. Give me pennies, I'll take anything. Now listen while I play my green tambourine.
And we're back. Okay, guys, we have a caller on the line. We have Murr in Wisconsin on line.
Okay, Lori and Rick and Murr, I got a little bit of breaking news I want to put out there real quick. If you live in Atlanta, folks, heads up. I just got this news alert. Last night, about 10:30 Eastern, the cops were called to a Wendy's drive-in because a man had gone to sleep in his car in the drive-thru lane, and people were driving to drive around him. The police gave him a field sobriety test, which he failed. There's video showing that this gentleman was wrestling with two cops as they tried to arrest him. He grabbed a taser from one of them and ran away as the two cops gave chase. And in this video, gunshots are heard. Brooks was later pronounced dead at the hospital. Folks, one more trigger for rioting, and I don't say protesting, I say rioting, in Atlanta. So if you live in Atlanta, heads up. Good morning, Murr.
Good morning. Yeah, that's morning. That's part of the Gates Windows operating system working through everyone. We all think we have Stuxnet or something, except these fake illnesses and then drop to your knees. Why don't you just roll over and play dead, they tell you to, you know? So, but I was very interested in your companion planning talk. I was in the other room and couldn't hear everything, but I have two books on companion planning companion planting. Am I saying that right? I'm not awake good, I guess. Anyway, one is roses love garlic and the other is carrots love tomatoes. But most of what I've learned has been, and it's by Louise, R-I-O-T-T-E. And these are from like the 70s, so I don't even know if you can find the same thing. But what really came to mind was beets with lettuce over top. No matter how big the beets get, they're still tender, and the lettuce is yummy. So they're very good companions, as well as, like you were saying, basil and tomatoes. And the three sisters, you know, traditionally, and I'm sure you were thinking of that, but you didn't say the whole thing about it, that you grow it in a circle. You have the corn in the middle, the beans crawling up, and the squash all around, and they benefit each other. But also, raccoons don't care for the way squash leaves feel.
Now, that
no, they
I
don't.
Know.
Yeah.
That and when you have something like squash that actually grows on the ground, it covers the ground to protect the roots and all from the weather as well. So it benefits them in more ways than one. That's why sister planting or companion planting is really best for your garden.
Right. But this three sisters in particular really, well, I'm one of three sisters, so that's part of it. But, you know, but to grow it that way, not even in a fenced-in area, grow it around the circle like that. And like I was saying, the raccoons really don't care for those prickly leaves. And I'm thinking about raccoons a lot because somebody was here visiting last night. I don't know who it was. It might have been a raccoon. But there's a lot of wild things here.
You might
I keep it wild. I love it.
Raccoons also don't like is dog-proof traps and 17 HMRs. That they're allergic to this. Is your dad okay, Murr? Is he okay?
What's that?
Your dad.
My cat?
He had three girls. If he had three girls, I just want to inquire. Is your dad okay? I don't know if anybody should have to put up
I'm
with
one
that.
Of three sisters,
not,
but...
It's not
my,
fair.
My
right.
Yeah, well, I was kind of the boy for my father, I think. You know, I was more like his
that
side of the family
good.
And always pushing him to do things he shouldn't do, like ride roller coasters and things.
Oh, so you were the fun one. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah,
and acrobatics and all that kind of good stuff. And like Tom was saying, that's Hosea 4:6. You know, my people suffer for lack of knowledge, but I will reject you if you reject knowledge, is the rest of that.
Sure. Right,
so,
that's
you know,
arrogance. Arrogance is the only sin that cannot be forgiven by the Holy Spirit because it renders you unteachable. And if you render yourself unteachable, it's a form of suicide. So you don't want to render yourself, you don't want to be arrogant and you don't want to render yourself unteachable because that's the one thing you can't be forgiven for. So I'm sorry, I just injected that. But please
go ahead. No, that's a sin. That's a sin against the Holy Spirit. That's true. That's true.
Yep.
And, you know, we're all kind of doing it when we buy into these history tales that are told us that are totally false.
Well,
now, like, a lot of people like to use...
That.
Huh?
I said, I agree with that, ma'am. All right, if you would, please hold on through the break, Murr. We'll be right back in 3 minutes, folks. 1-800-313-9443.
Go out and find a girl. Come on, come on, and dance all night. Despite the heat, it'll be all right. And babe, don't you know it's a pity the days can't be like the nights in the summer, in the city, in the summer, in the city. Cool town, meeting in the city, dressed so fine and looking so pretty. Cool cat looking for a kitty, gonna look in every corner of the city. Till I'm wheezing like a bus stop, running up the stairs, gonna meet you on the rooftop.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
And we're back. Okay. I wanted to mention real quick, I mentioned the book, The Secret Garden, earlier. In case anyone's out there looking for it, it is by Susan Patterson, and she is a master gardener. It has, like I said, lots of information. It lists several different plants, what is friendly to grow with them, and what is, as she classifies, as enemies to grow with them. It's, like I said, it's a really good book to have on hand if you need it. Okay, guys. Mer, go ahead, hon.
Yeah. You know, here lately, I've really been enjoying, you know, like I have comfrey that has naturalized. Of course, that has B12 in it and allantoin, and so that's great. But there's a lot of wild things, and I notice which ones choose to grow, or I'm blessed to have come grow near my door each year. This year, it's burdock by one door, and wintercress by the other. But I let everything stay really wild, and there's so many things you can forage on. I go out and nibble around on things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just very, very good and healthy. And when you think of sweets, you know, this area has maple syrup, and things from trees are probably a lot safer than other things because of their roots going down so deep that they kind of avoid some of the nano and whatever else is out there.
Right.
But also, when you folks were talking about having some Native American and you know, I'll never have any tests done. I don't forget that. I'm not giving anybody my DNA willingly. But, you know, I'm English, Scotch, Irish, and apparently a drop of Lakota. But where I live here,
all right,
you know, it's...
speaking of being part Lakota, okay? Now, this is an old Native joke. Don't take offense. Which part of your body is Lakota?
Oh, what?
Look, I asked
which part of her body was Lakota. In other words, what that boils down to is, one drop of blood is the phrase. One drop of blood, sweetie, you're Native. Okay?
It travels through you, the whole drop, you know, everywhere. Multiplies.
When it comes to Native Americans, it's basically how you choose to live your life. Are you living it as Native American would? Or are you living it as the other parts of you would? But, you know, like Tim said, it only takes one drop of blood to make you Native American. It's just the way you choose to live your life.
Yeah, well, you know, I like to live close to the earth, and I love Jesus Christ, and so those are very compatible, and apparently Natives were very acceptable to him because it is so close to
the
Great
Spirit.
Yeah, and I live really frugally. You know, I have this trailer that was found on the property and pulled over, and it just happens to line up to be perfect for the sun in the winter. So, you know, and its value is appraised at $2,000.
What? Oh, you're rich. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so the taxes are low, nicely enough.
What is MERS short for? What is MERS short for?
It's an acronym of, and my first name is Mary, so that's the M part. And then the middle name and the maiden name. And Bailey. Yes. Bailey is the acquired name. But what
Wait
I was to tell
minute.
You...
Mary... No, huh? No, you got to go with Mary Bailey. You remember the movie,
I know, I
It's
could
a
have
Wonderful
a
G- Life? You got to...
Yeah, I could have a Jim Smith Club, couldn't I?
Yeah, you could be... Yeah. It's a Wonderful Life, Mary Bailey. Yeah.
It's a very common name.
Wife? Yeah. Must be.
What I wanted to tell you before I forget is here on this hill, and I've heard you talk about different things, and I know with John Moore and other studies before I even heard about any of RBN, but the you know, the earth wobbles.
And,
and I've seen the sun rise in April in the solstice position as far north as it can go. You know, but then it'll recover, and you'll see, you know. So people say, you know, oh, well, you can't tell, you know, if it was doing all that, we'd know. No, you wouldn't.
No, you won't know. You won't know anything. They raise your taxes, and you don't know.
Right?
They invent money out of thin air and buy stocks. You don't know. Trust me, you don't know anything. You don't know, and you don't want to know either. By the way.
Yeah. That's right. I just am, and I live, and. And I'm blessed to be able, with things being frugal, to be able to give away at times, you know, when the Spirit moves me. And it's always interesting to me how that works out.
Yeah. It will work out in the long run. You'll get to keep your soul, I suspect.
Yeah, that's more scripture, you know. Look at the lily. It toils not, neither does it spin, but yet it's arrayed better than Solomon was, right?
Right.
So you don't worry for your clothes and your food.
Hey, Merz, you live in Wisconsin, correct?
Yes.
Okay. They should have a book at the conservation office for you. It would be, in your case, it would be the Wisconsin Wildflower Book. Okay?
Yeah.
Here in Missouri, we have one. And when you look through it, it has colored pictures of the wildlife, or I should say wild plants. And it will also tell you what parts are edible and how you can eat them, or use them, I should say. So that's another resource. You know, like I've mentioned before on the show, you need to go to your conservation office, your local one, and find this book for your state, because in the long run, it's going to come in handy, because some things in your garden just don't work.
It's good advice. I have collected over the years a big... nice little library here of Audubon Society, too, and they're pretty thorough. And
Good.
And it's all different subjects, trees, birds, mushrooms, stars, rocks.
There you go.
So it's fun. So anytime I have a question, I'm like, oh, let me grab my book. I keep them out on the shelf where I don't have to open a cabinet to get to them. So I can,
there you go.
You know.
Well, there's the other one, too. I don't know if you have it. It's called The Lost Book of Remedies. By Claude Davis. It's a good one. It also lists wildlife plants that may not be listed in other books that are good that you can break down to use as paste, teas, whatever, and it tells you how to do it, and, you know, how much of it you'll need. But like I said, our garden's great because it's going to feed our body, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But the wildlife that we have, the wild plants, also are our medicines. Okay, they're going to help with any kind of diseases or rashes or whatever that come up that we might need. And there are several wild plants out there that most people don't know about that are great antibiotics and great painkillers, and they're all right outside their door, basically, and they don't even know it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like you mentioned, these books that I've mentioned, you've mentioned, are some of the books that people should have on hand to pull as resources in case of emergency because, you know, technology's not going to be around forever.
No, I like
things
I
come
like
and go
books.
All the time.
You know,
like
you retain better by reading hard
brambles.
Copy.
I like to keep blackberry brambles and poison ivy at every door. I think that's working for me.
That's working.
Yeah, I've always harbored the wasps, too, because insects, you know, this is way before Fukushima, but we don't have any bees anymore, and I could tell you some stories. There was a drone. It was silent, and I just happened to see it. I know the exact time and everything that it happened. And it pumped out a roiling cloud of something, and then it immediately, it was like it was shot through with something, and it disappeared. And I tried to think, and the way the breeze was, it was very light, it was very hot. It had to be for the bees, where the bees were. And this mm-hmm. was a New World Order thing. I don't think they're doing it now. But to destroy honey production. You know, and that's
right.
one of the really big strengths
and
in Russia,
pollination.
Too. What was that?
I said, and pollination.
Yes, yes. Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying about the wasps. You know, they've got louvered windows on this half car, half house. And the screens and the, you know, windows, the winter windows. Can't think of what it's called right now. Anyway, are in between, so I can open and let them in and out. And I don't knock down their nests because they've just gotten fewer and fewer. But, you know, it's pretty cute with the cats. They know
right.
certain words. Or like 2 or 3 year olds, you say, everyone want to go out? And they all line up and go out. So you can herd cats. I only have the one now. But then if you want them to stay in, you know, you don't use the same word. You can't say, no, you can't go out. They hear out, right? The universe is like
right.
that. They only hear the positive, right? So you say,
exactly.
kitty's in. And he's listening to me now. He's like, what are you telling all this to this people for?
Well, don't worry.
Yeah. So anyway, what I wanted to say about that
was
the wasps when I'd open the windows.
On the air.
I couldn't say the wasps want to go out because then the cats, no matter if they were eating or whatever, they'd hear that word, right? So I learned to say the wasps want to go to work. And then that made me think of Renee in North Carolina, which I haven't heard of. From lately here on these calls, but she would always say about the wasps, you know, the white Anglo-Saxon Protestants, and it just cracked me up to think that, you know, the wasps wanted to go to work.
Yep. Well, this is one of them.
Right.
And I work from home, so it's okay anyway.
Yeah. You know, that's the thing I was saying in one of the, it was Robert Revolt's chat room a while back, and you know, I always, my prayers, your will be done, and little did I expect it meant everyone had to stay home all the time like I do, purposely. I love it. I'm a happy hermit here, you know, but it's definitely an acquired taste, and it helps you grow spiritually, and you know, it's an opportunity.
It is.
Right. I agree.
So hopefully everybody being in lockdown has grown spiritually while they've been home.
Yes, and have their children home. And that was
exactly
something
I said their families, I think.
Yeah, that's something I said on the call then to Robert Revolt, too, was, you know, what normal are we going to go back to? The one where they teach kindergarten sodomy, you know, and they have them sit on pedophiles' laps in the library for drag queen story hour? I don't need that normal. I don't think anyone does.
No.
That's not normal.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
But you know, it all has to come down.
Any element of... What does it say? My wife just wrote it to me this morning. Isaiah. But, you know, you got to watch out for those who call good bad and bad good. It says in the Bible, I have a quarrel with them that do that. And I'm going to just doubt you're going to lose an argument with God in the end. You can try it if you like. I have other fish to fry. I'm not going to do that.
Well, he's not going to waste his time if you're not, you know, he knows ahead of time. Jesus does. You know, he knows who's receptive to him. You know, some of these people say, oh, you try to force us down my throat. No, he chooses you. You have to recognize that. And it's through grace we're saved, not by works or faith.
No, one look in his eye and you're going to go sit down and shut up. There will be no discussion.
If you're lucky, yeah. Of course, lucky
then
we have Lucifer, so, yeah.
If you're lucky.
But, you know, we are in inversion right now, and they're, one of their big things is this Baphomet-type stuff, the androgyny, where they want to make one sex, because God in creation divided into two sexes, so we could love each other and make more, you know? And that's the main goal of these Satanists, is to curtail that activity. And you see a lot of these, well, they say, oh, they're dim and they're liberal. Well, a lot of them, it's just because they have no morals. If you have no morals, you have no logic, you cannot rule. And that's what we're seeing with these, you know, whether it be homosexual, lesbian, or transgender, and a lot of them are, like the Michigan governor, you know.
These,
I mean,
these particular human beings, for some reason, and I've never really quite understood it, they always want to, they'll spend a lifetime trying to get into a position of power just so they can, spread their disease.
Yeah.
I was watching, go ahead.
I was just going to say, that's another Bible verse, that, you know, a proselyte, you search the land and the sea until you can find another that you can make more of a child of hell than you are yourself.
Right, right. I was watching America's Got Talent the other day, and it was kind of funny. I normally don't do it. There was an old man. He was 78. He wanted to be a stand-up comic, and he was standing there in front of Simon Cowell and the other three, and... he said, you know, when you get my age, your hearing goes. He said, I was in the supermarket the other day, and we were in the produce aisle, and the woman next to me said, I have a peanut allergy. And he looked at her, and he said, why, what happens? Why, what happens? And she goes, I start choking and gagging. And he said, that she said, I went to the doctor, and he said, well, what did he say? And the doctor said, you got to build up a resistance, he said, I'm your man.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, we can see.
I saw that, too. America's Got Talent and Britain's Got Talent. I forgot which one.
You know what, though? I hate Talmudia. I hate this media. This is worldwide, and it's conditioning people to accept all these inversions and this sacrilege and disregard for each other. It's funny. It's funny. But let me tell you a better funny one, okay? I told Ingrid, I don't know if you caught it on her show. Man was chasing a six-legged chicken down the road, and he couldn't catch it. And he came up to the farm and the farmer, right? And he said, you see the six-legged chicken? The farmer says, yeah, I raise them. He said, well, it's GMO. You know, why do you do that? And he says, well, everybody loves drumsticks. So the guy says, well, how do they taste? He said, I don't know. I can't catch it.
Yeah, whose joke was that? I forgot.
I don't know.
Was it Buddy Hatch? I can't remember who that was. Yeah, that was one of, somebody sent that
to me. I don't know, but that was pretty good.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to cut you off, Burr, but I want to get in a word about sourdough before we go, and we're about ready to go.
Uh-oh, okay.
All right, ma'am.
I'll get off. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I'll talk to you in a week. Bye.
Call back next week.
Okay, Rick, go ahead.
Okay, Rick. So much time,
sourdough.
Buddy.
Okay. So I don't know if anybody's noticed this, but there is a profound shortage of any kind of baking product. And it's just going to get worse. I'm telling you right now, same thing I told you to go get toilet paper. Profound shortage of baking, and it doesn't matter whether it's flour, bread flour, you can't hardly find it, regular flour, yeast, proofing baskets, they're called it'll come to me in a moment. But anyway, the point of this is, without yeast, you know, and I talked about the benefits of sourdough, the health benefits of sourdough, and how they fit into a diet and how they're more nutritious than any other bread. Is that music?
Ken, can we skip this break, please, buddy? Thank you, sir. All right, go ahead, Rick.
By the way, I wanted to say, Ken, you're doing a great job. I love your work, buddy. It's you're the guy I've been waiting for. So no offense, Dan. You know I love you. The yeast that's in the air is going to combine with a lactobacillus, and I told you I was trying to find lactobacillus, and it all turns out to be probiotic off Amazon. But the point of this is, I started a sourdough starter about 10 days ago, and
how's it doing? If you follow the
He said, how's it going?
How's it working?
Yeah, well, if you follow the instructions, you'll find that just about every day, if you're not baking and if you're trying to get your starter going, you're supposed to pour half of it off and then refeed that with bread flour and some clean water. Don't use chlorinated water, just use clean water. And you keep doing that until this is a bubbling, foaming, sour-smelling thing, which is going fine. But just for fun, one day when I poured half of it off, I poured it off into another mason jar, and I added a tablespoon of Greek yogurt. The reason I did that is because Greek yogurt is essentially, the probiotic part of it is the lactobacillus. And so there's two kinds of yogurt. I had to do some research on this. Some of it has been, it'll say heat treated, but it really means pasteurized, which means they've killed it. But Cabot's, C-A-B-O-T, Cabot's, they make cheese, they make other things, it has live, and in the morning on the side, it's got live probiotics in it. So I put that in there, and the next morning I went to see how these things were doing. The original looked okay, but the sourdough starter that I put the tablespoon of Greek yogurt in was just going haywire. It was just going crazy. It looked better and smelled better. Still smelled like sourdough, but it was growing like mad. So my brother-in-law, his daughter, was in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, out of college, working as an art. Had to come home because of the virus, lost her job at Lowe's or quit it or whatever it was. She's back. She says, Dad, I want to make some sourdough. And I said, you know, I can help you out because, you know, every single day I've got to pour half my starter off, and I will I'll get you hooked up. And the other part of it is that I went ahead and I added the yogurt to the original half. Now it's looking better. So,
wow.
I would say if you're there's no reason why not to do this. If you're, at least to this point, it looks like my science experiment is quite a success. To that end, if you're thinking about doing sourdough starter, and I knew a woman who kept one alive for more than 25 years, and I think I've said that on the air. If you're thinking about doing it, I really think that you should. Don't be afraid to add a tablespoon of unpasteurized Greek yogurt because it's just going to make it better.
Okay. Rick, I hate to cut you off on this, buddy, but it's time for your prayer. We skipped the commercial.
Oh, I know we did. You cut me off. I finished my speech there, although I wish I'd have been ready to. Here we go. I got it.
Okay.
Holy Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the divine power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the other evil spirits who wander through the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Thank you, buddy. Any closing thoughts before we go to Lori?
Lori, it's you.
No.
Where'd
okay,
you go?
I just want to give a belated birthday to Miss Melania Trump. She had a birthday not too long ago, but tomorrow is supposed to be President Trump's birthday, so happy birthday to President Trump. Hope you have a great day. Thank you to all our men and women who serve. Please be aware of those that are homeless and needy. the elderly, please check on them to see if they need anything, especially if they don't have air or anything in this heat. Make sure that they're okay. Other than that, I just pray that everybody has a blessed week and hope to hear from you next week. God bless.
Thank you, sweetie. Well, folks, my closing message for today is a little bit off topic, but I'm going to say it anyway. As we know, the Democrats are trying to steal the election by any means possible. This fake COVID virus, well, it's not fake, it's real, but the, as I said back in January, the government's actions to contain it are far worse than the virus itself. You know, I'm one of these people that supposedly will die if I get it because of all the comorbidity factors I have. I still say open it up and open it up all now. I know the election's 5 months away, folks. Get out there and vote no matter what. Wear a mask if you want to. Hell, some states you'll probably have to. Get out there and vote, folks, no matter what. You look at the alternative, and Joe Biden now has a nomination because he's got enough delegates. To me, Joe Biden getting elected would be the worst nightmare ever. And if he is elected, it will cause a revolution within a year of him taking office, as soon as they start trying to take people's guns away. So get out there and vote. No matter
what. More shot, people.
He's going somewhere on Juneteenth. Did you know that?
Juneteenth. Really?
Say again?
I didn't know that was a date, but it is, apparently, according to Joe.
Yeah.
On a happier thought, guys, all lives matter, not just some, all lives. So, hey, happy gardening.
No kidding.
Thank you, guys.
And start making
all
sourdough.
Right,
make
gentlemen.
Sourdough bread. You'll love it. Yeah, a little hot sourdough with some butter. Get her done. Get her done.
Get her done. Ooh, that sounds good.
That sounds good. All right.
Okay. Guys.
I hope everybody has a great weekend and a great week. We will be back same time, same channel next week. So don't worry about that. As long as there's electricity, that is, and as long as RBN's still up and running, which I have no reason to doubt. So, anyway, guys, same time, same channel next week. May God bless you and yours. May God bless the President of the United States. And may God give wisdom to all of his advisors. Goodbye, folks. Have a good one.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.